When does an author strike gold? When Oprah describes their book like this.
It's one of those books I could not put down, and as soon as I did, I called up the author and said, I got to talk to you about this story. An American Marriage by Tiare Jones, on sale now. Go to Amazon.com, Oprah's Book Club, to get your copy.
She is talking about the latest novel from Atlanta author Tiare Jones. Tiare is also in Savannah this weekend for the city's book festival. But before she hops on that plane south, she joins me from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm a little bit biased about the main character because she's got the best name ever, Celestial. But I was surprised to read that Celestial ended up being controversial. To me, I just loved her. She was strong. She was opinionated. She was passionate. Why is this character sort of divisive?
Because she's strong, because she's opinionated, because all these things you like about her are sometimes things that other people find off-putting. I think that's what happens to women on the page and also women in real life.
So I want to play a comment from your former teacher at Spelman College, Pearl Clegg. She's talking about you as a very young but already disciplined and serious writer. Here she was.
She knew she was 17, and she knew she was already a writer, and she wanted to be a writer. And she, you know, reminded me of myself, because I knew very young that I wanted to be a writer. And I knew how much it had meant to me for writers who were already engaged in that life to take me seriously. So I think that was one of the gifts that I was able to give her. I took her seriously as a writer when she was very young.
You know, Tayari, lots of young people say they want to be writers. But from the way Pearl describes it, yours was different. Yours was a different kind of, I want to be a writer. Is that accurate?
Well, being a writer is the only real ambition I've ever had in my entire life. And when I was 17 years old, I met Pearl, and I had never seen a writer in real life. And I just wanted to learn at her knee.
What kind of a mentor was she for you?
You know, she taught me how to write, like how to put a story on the page. But she also taught me a lot about how to be a writer as a person, as a cultural worker, to think about my readers and what did I want to contribute to the conversation that was happening in the culture.
So let's focus a little bit on this novel. Your first novel I found really striking because it was set during the time of the Atlanta child murders, but it wasn't about the child murders. And that's kind of how this new novel strikes me, because it's centered around this issue of wrongful imprisonment. But that's not really what it's about. What did
Right.
you want to write about? Yeah.
I like to think that my novels tend to be what I call issue adjacent, because I'm a storyteller. I'm not a sociologist. I'm not an ethnographer. So I always try to look for the way an issue starts a story, but the issue is not the story. So An American Marriage is the story of a young couple who are torn apart by the husband's wrongful incarceration, but the story is about the marriage, the couple. How do they deal with the challenges ahead of them? So it's about them, not the challenge, I guess is what I would say. And I just think for me, that makes a more interesting and frankly enjoyable story.
And you described there as being quite a bit of back and forth in your mind about whether to keep this title. It was your idea to call it An American Marriage, right?
It was semi my idea. It came to me in a brainstorming session. But, you know, when you brainstorm, they're always telling you, this isn't, you know, this is a judgment-free zone. We're just throwing things out. So I threw it out, and my editor caught it, and I wasn't expecting it to be caught.
But why? I mean, people must be wondering at this point, why would there be a problem with that? What's wrong with what? Or I guess what's in any way, shape or form nerve-wracking about calling it An American Marriage?
You know, I think it really was the idea of me thinking of a story that is about Black people in America and calling it American and not saying African American. You know, on the one hand, it seemed like, was I trying to say that they weren't Black anymore, or what was I doing here? And I really talked to Pearl Clegg about it, and I said, what do you think about the title An American Marriage? And she said, I get why you're feeling kind of weird about it, because I told her that when I heard the title An American Marriage, I thought it sounded like it was about some white people in Connecticut. Because, you know, most of the time when people say something is an American custom or an American novel, you know, it's usually Northern and white, and I'm Southern and Black. But finally, I just decided that, you know, no, this is my home too. And, you know, we are all American, and what happens to all of us is an American experience.
Well, let's hear again from Pearl Clegg, again, your former teacher from Spelman College. And she's talking about to us about the biggest piece of advice she can offer to you.
Part of what happens to young writers is they get pulled in so many different directions by an editor who thinks this, or a publisher who thinks this, or a mentor who thinks this. So that I was always very conscious of saying to her, you already have a voice. You already have a vision. Don't let anybody take that. Just continue to hone that until you know that this is your voice in which you're speaking.
So this is your fourth novel, published novel. Sorry. How has that push and pull gone for you? Have you had trouble sort of maintaining your voice or having confidence in it?
You know, I think I have not. And I really think it's because, you know, I learned at Pearl's knee when I was just 17 years old. And she really taught me how to balance believing in your voice, but not becoming so arrogant that you can't take helpful criticism. And it's all about figuring out what's really important to the story. Like in An American Marriage, it was very important to me that Roy, the husband, be innocent of the crime that he's accused of. And I know that the novel may have been more exciting if his innocence was in question. But I didn't want to write a thriller. I didn't want to solve a mystery. I really wanted to write a novel of the heart. And so I knew what was important to me when I sat down to write it.
How important was it that it was what's called a Spellhouse romance? That's the combination of Spellman and Morehouse. And there are a lot of those romances. A lot of people meet when they're going to those particular institutions. How important was the character of Spellman and Morehouse to their marriage?
Well, you know, yeah, a lot of people marry people they met in college. I don't think that's unique to Spellman and Morehouse. But what I really was interested in, too, is just normalizing this HBCU experience. Like I had an event yesterday in DC, and over half the crowd was from Spelman and Morehouse, because we had not seen our experience of going to the Atlanta University schools really talked about in literature. To me, it's just as normal as breathing. I mean, it's where I went to school. And I think it's important that we make novels that reflect kind of our everyday experiences.
So, you know, there are many writers who become known for the cities, or I guess the regions they set their stories in, right?
Yes.
And you set many of your stories in urban southern areas, if not Atlanta, which has been the location for at least a couple of your books, other urban areas in the South. What is the character of the urban South in a Tayari Jones novel?
Well, it's really important to me that to write the South as a modern place that is happening right now. You know, so many people think Southern literature is exclusively a literature of the past, that we're constantly relitigating the Civil War. And I feel that the urban South is a great environment, to a canvas on which to look at the ways the South is new and modern. I mean, it's still fraught and the past is still with us, but we are a growing, living culture.
Why is that important to a novel, do you think?
Does
that
influence,
do you think?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say, because it doesn't matter what vision of the South people are bringing to the book.
I can't worry so much about what they're bringing to it, but I do hope I can influence what they take away. Since I've moved to New York, I live in Brooklyn, I'm stunned by how people misunderstand the South. Like, everything we do is interpreted as evidence of our inferiority. Like, for example, even the fact that we put sugar in our tea. I mean, that's just what we do, but people make fun of it. It's like we've become the butt of a national joke, and it's part of my work to depict us as we are. We drink sweet tea, but we are also a vibrant cultural center and deeply important to the identity of the nation.
That is Tayari Jones. She's author of the book, An American Marriage. It's her latest book, and it was welcomed into Oprah's book club, which, congratulations, Tayari. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Tayari speaks Saturday afternoon at the Savannah Book Festival. You can get details at gpbnews.org.